not an official cup game, but you must be delighted to get those runs under your belt.
Yeah, it's always nice coming to warm games and getting a few runs under your belt. You know, it's nice to help the team get into a good score. You know, I've got fantastic support. You know, I thought McLeod played well up top and set the tone. And then Preston and Richie coming in and supporting me beautifully. So yeah, happy to get the runs and set up a good team performance.
You've been in Australia for a little while now. Are you pleased that things are stepping into shape ahead of the start of the World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. We played just a warm-up game the other day and won that. And we won this one today, so the spirits are high and the boys are feeling good, so yeah, it's pleasing.
You have another challenging game this week before the competition starts proper. What were the real positives you took from today's game, and what are the work-ons as well?
I thought we could be better in the middle overs, batting-wise. I thought we could be a bit busier. And with the ball, you know, I think most days, someone said you bowl a side out for 130, you probably take it, so... thought the way the boys bowled in partnerships and the way we fielded was absolutely outstanding. We've really worked hard on our fielding and hopefully we can surprise a few people at the tournament coming up with our fielding standards.
You're probably going to be judged only by your results against associate teams, realistically. That's really encouraging to beat one that has probably been the best in the last decade or so.
Absolutely. I mean, we take a lot of inspiration from Ireland and Afghanistan and we almost want to mirror what Ireland have done over the last 5 to 8 years. And I think our journey starts now. We've been together as a group for the last couple of years and almost started back last January when we actually qualified. So this group of guys can hang around for the next 4 to 5 years and hopefully we can do what Ireland did and take Scottish cricket forward.
Tell me about your past playing for England. You opened with Jos Buttler for England under 18s, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
No, you did.
Did I?
But that's fantastic. I mean, you know, you've both come a long way since then.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in England. I've lived in England all my life. Qualified through my mum. So through the age groups, I played for England and through the age group sides. And just lucky enough to qualify for Scotland when I changed schools 4 years ago. And absolutely loved it.
That was it was very mature innings. You gave yourself a bit of a chance early on, and then really went for it in the last 12. I think you scored 106 in the last 10. Was that the plan?
Yeah, we almost want to set the innings up for the back end and the back 10 overs and just try and keep as many wickets in hand as possible, and thankfully today we did. And you know, credit must go to Richard Barrington as well. The way he came in and sort of changed the momentum of the innings was absolutely outstanding, and hopefully that sets him up for a good tournament.